This week, the US government discovered 6 vials of smallpox virus in a cardboard box whilst cleaning out an old storeroom. They were shocked because it was previously thought that the only remaining samples of the virus were securely stored in Atlanta and Russia. It's not yet known if the samples that were found were alive, and so if they potentially posed a health threat. Here's your quickfire science on smallpox with Hannah Critchlow and Ginny Smith.
Smallpox is caused by the variola virus and is spread by direct contact with infected bodily fluids.
The symptoms include fever, aches, and the spots, or pox, that give the illness its name.
In the past, the disease killed a third of all infected adults and up to 80% of children. By the end of the 18th century in Europe, this meant the death of 400,000 people each year, and even 5 kings. Many more were left blind.
Whilst there is no known cure, vaccines can provide lasting immunity. But using the live smallpox virus as a vaccine is dangerous, as people could become ill and die.
In 1796, a doctor called Edward Jenner discovered that giving people a dose of cowpox left them with immunity to smallpox. This made the vaccination process much less dangerous, as cowpox was a much milder illness.
Vaccination was so successful that the number of cases dropped dramatically, and by the 1970s, vaccination was no longer necessary.
The last known natural case of smallpox was in 1977, but in 1978, a photographer working in a lab handling the virus became accidentally infected and died.
In 1979, the WHO, or World Health Organization, certified that smallpox had been eradicated and began a global effort to keep track of the remaining stocks of the virus. By 1983, all known stocks had been destroyed or brought to one of the 2 holding centers in America or Russia.
In 1990, the WHO recommended that these last 2 known stocks should be destroyed to prevent accidental release.
Some scientists, however, argued that they should be kept. They believe we need to understand more about the virus in order to protect ourselves from possible bioterrorism.
Another fear is that the virus could re-emerge naturally, perhaps from melting permafrost. If we no longer had the samples, we would be unable to create new antiviral drugs.
At the moment, 2 advisory groups to the WHO disagree about whether the remaining virus should be destroyed, and so the decision has again been delayed, whilst a 3rd advisory group is set up to discuss the matter.